It's the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show, featuring Free Beer, Hot Wings, Joe, Steve, and Justin.
Who is most likely the biggest Facebook stalker?
Justin.
Hot Wings.
Oh, you know what? I agree. He's always talking about how he looks at the females and things of that nature.
That he used to know females and things of that nature.
And their daughter.
There's just that one.
That's all it takes.
Super pretty.
We've definitely heard you talk about it more than anyone else.
Valentine's Day is just another day.
Come on, man. You got to spice things up.
Yeah, you're going to do anything like...
Yeah, you don't even have to worry about damaging the shell.
Yeah.
Am I going to wear sexy pants?
Yell us about your sexy pants.
Literally never.
You don't wear pants? Oh, that's sexy.
Yeah, what is your sexy outfit? Like, what do you put on to, like, really impress your wife?
A butt plug.
With C-3PO's face on the back.
But weirdly, it's on his nose.
C-3PO's nose or mine?
Yours.
Okay.
Guys will make references. We have, and I assume all guys would admit it, at least in privately amongst a close group, they have people who are on their Spank Bank roster. And the question was, do ladies have it, and who makes it? People you know or famous people? Cassandra?
Abe Lincoln.
Yes!
You are an amazing woman.
Do you say, like, let me free the slaves?
Yeah,
do you
say... 47 bonings ago.
I'm in my 40s, and I thought it would be really easy to date younger guys after I got divorced.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, in their 20s, and oh my God, no. It is exhausting. They have the energy of a crackhead. It's crazy.
I agree.
When they say, you know, oh, I want to have sex all night, they're not kidding. They seriously mean all night they can, and they will. It's just ridiculous. I had extensions in my hair, my knees. I didn't know my knees could sweat. By the time we got done, the extensions were out. Who can sweat out an extension? I swear to God, it was crazy.
We've all hurt each other's feelings in real life.
Yeah,
but
shut up, fatso.
I think, yeah, exactly. Father of stupid children.
Keep talking, handsome.
I'm sorry.
I want to make him sorry.
You shouldn't say you're sorry because this is part of our show.
No, but you were trying to make a point.
But and I still will.
I'm sorry for interrupting you, not for what I said.
I still will. It is senior different. Buttergut.
It is.
Yeah.
And he didn't say senior like friend. He said senior like old man.
Yeah, like old Buttergut.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I did. Of course, that puts me as Buttergut Jr.
Most likely to fall in a shopping mall.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
He's most likely to walk through one while it's closed.
Or be sitting on a bench wondering how birds got inside.
Yeah. I like the guy. The two guys who are the most injured most often on this show are critical of me, who's never hurt.
What are you, crazy?
We never do anything.
First of all, we're injured because we try to do things.
Oh, what? Close a window?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a hero.
We're injured.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, my God. You're such an athlete.
Last time I was in a Toys R Us.
You were asked to leave because of the leering?
They said, the next time we see you, we'll be in court.
They put up posters.
So last time I was in a Toys R Us.
Please get Jeffrey out of your butt.
Probably 1994. But it feels so good.
Each of us removed our socks after yesterday, put them in a Ziploc bag, sealed it. Justin is going to exhale and then inhale deeply and see if he can correctly identify whose socks it is.
Oh! I breathe it through that. Is there a bag?
Whoa!
That was...
I have no pants I can wear. They all look like tights. This belt, I was on three.
Like the third loop or third hole in?
Third hole in?
Yeah.
I'm on one. I grew two holes.
I thought you were going to say I had to dig a new one this morning.
That's a new level of humiliation. I've done that. I've purchased an awl in the past to do that.
Nothing worse than rummaging for your awl on Monday morning.
More of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show at freebeerandhotwings.com.